today's episode is not like the others. If I'm being completely honest, I am literally recording this Sunday night before this goes up, and I had fully anticipated on having a Scream trailer breakdown for you. But as the world has figured out, the trailer did not premiere with the 25th anniversary screening, and I went to that today. It was amazing. It's the first time I've ever seen Scream in an actual movie theater in my entire life, so that was incredible. But yeah, there was nothing. There was a like featurette right before it from 1996, which was super cool. I've seen it before, but it was still cool to watch it. Do I wish we would have seen a trailer? Yes. But what can you do? It has leaked online, and like a heathen, I've watched it, but it's completely in, I believe, Spanish, and so I have no idea what they're saying. I know at one point she says, "I'm Sydney Prescott," and that's just because I know a little bit of Spanish from taking it in high school. That's all I know. So it's also terrible quality. You cannot tell anything. Like, you can tell kind of who's who, but that's about it. So have nothing for that. Really, like, bummed that I don't have the opportunity to do a Halloween Kills style update for you. So look for that hopefully Wednesday, because from what I've heard, Tuesday at what, like 9 a.m. Central Time is going to be when that trailer, 8 a.m. Central Time? I don't know. Early in the morning is when that trailer is supposed to premiere on Tuesday. So look for Wednesday to be that day where we get that breakdown. So today's episode is basically just going to be a quick rundown. So let's get into it. Like I was saying, quick rundown. I am in the middle of my 31 days of Halloween, where, like a crazy person, I watch a different horror movie every single day in October. I've done it for the past 3 years now. Last year wasn't the greatest, mental health and all that. Like, I watch horror movies year round and wasn't in the best headspace, so I did not follow through every day. Previous year, I had all but two. This year, I'm kind of knocking it out of the park. We're on every day, and I've watched multiple movies on some of the days, like a crazy person. So I wanted to kind of go into it and go over which movies I've watched, kind of my thoughts, because the main thing that I'm wanting to do this year is really focus on films I haven't seen that I've wanted to see. I mentioned in the podcast episode with Jeremy and Kawea, I don't know if it was on mine or there, I think it was mine, where I talked about movies that I'm like avoiding, like The Plague, and if there's anything that like you won't watch. And for me, that's the Poughkeepsie Tapes. And truly, it is because, besides the fact that it's supposed to look like a snuff film and all this craziness, plus it disappeared, adding to the lore, I don't like crawling. Like, when my son crawled as a baby, it really, like, triggered the need to be like, stop it. I don't like crawling, never have, never will. It really gives me the heebie-jeebies. And that movie has an entire scene in the trailer where, like, I guess it's the killer, is crawling towards you. I'm getting cold chills just describing it. That's how bad this is. He crawls towards the camera on his hands and feet, and then lifts his head to reveal there is a second mask, and, like, freaked me out so bad when that trailer came out. Like, I have not watched it since. So yeah, I'm very nervous, but that's one that I'm going to be watching. If you follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, or in our Facebook group, you'll see that I've posted my projected 31 Days of Halloween. You can follow along with hashtag 31 Days of Terror T, because I am marking each one as I watch it to check it off the list. So to start off, I kicked off with Trick or Treat, because Trick or Treat is a fantastic anthology. Talked about it a little bit with Jeremy and Kawea. I just love that movie. I think it's great. It is just really gets you the Halloween spirit. It has a cult following, which I will say is becoming more and more popular now, which is great. Like, I'm hoping that means that maybe someday we'll get a continuation with new stories. Loved it. Thought it was great. Seen it before. Also, because AMC Fear Fest kicked on, I watched Halloween 4 just for the hell of it. And then, that was on the 2nd. And then I also watched 28 Days Later on the 2nd, which I have never seen before. I gave it... I'm reading along with my Letterboxd list, because I would never remember all this otherwise. You can follow me on there, too. What is my username on there? Tara825C. Come find me. yeah, I watched 28 Days Later... 3.5 stars on that one. It was okay. I still, like, the way that it's filmed is super weird. I hate the camera. Like, I don't know what kind of camera they use, but it was super distracting. I will say the end is fantastic. I also, on the 3rd, watched Halloween 2 for the hell of it, and rate that 3 stars if you've listened to my Halloween, like, timeline episode, because there's multiple. You'll know that Halloween 2 is not one that I'm, like, super fond of. And this is not the Rob Zombie one, by the way. This is the original. I'm just not a big fan. At some point, I would like to actually go over these movies a little better and in more detail and not just covering, like, synopsis and timelines and stuff, but to actually, like, dig deep into that. But God knows it's going to take some time, so don't look for that anytime soon. Also on the 3rd, I watched Hell House LLC, which I have seen before. Rated this one 4 stars. Love it. Think it is super freaking scary. And I also found out that it's a real haunted house that you can go to. Like, the place where they filmed is a real haunted house. And I'm not trying to be about that life. Like, I've seen the movie. I don't need to go there. Like, I'm good. Thanks, dude. Can I go in the daylight? Like, not at night. And on the 4th, I watched, and it's a French film, so God knows if I'm saying this correctly, but I think it's Diablo League. Can you Google how to say that word? Let's find out, shall we? Because God knows I don't know how to say it. Diablo. All right, let's try that again. On the 4th, I watched Diabolique. It is a French film that some of my friends recommended to me from 1955. I actually enjoyed it. I rated it 3.5 stars. That was really good. The ending is fantastic. And there's a moment near the end where someone just kind of disappears. And when they disappear, I was like, oh shit, that's what's happening. But I will say, I watched it on HBO Max. And it's like, the sound happens. And then like 10 seconds later, the subtitles happen, and then 10 seconds after that, whatever the sound was saying visually happens. And so it's like a 30-second delay from when you hear it to when you actually see it, much less understand it if you don't speak French. So it was a super frustrating experience for me to watch this. Like, at the end, specifically, there's a scene where someone, like, gets scared and screams, and, like, it literally is, you hear a scream, you see subtitles for someone screaming, because I guess from French to English, you can't figure that out. Who the fuck knows? And then you see why she's screaming, and you see what happens to her when she screams. And it's just like, if it hadn't have been the last like 15 minutes of the movie, because I didn't want it to be spoiled, but it was, because it was so messed up on audio to visual to subtitles to know what anybody was saying. Like, half the time I didn't know who was talking until I, like, watched them move their mouth to know who was speaking. Because it was so messed up. Like, if it wasn't for the last, like, 15 minutes of the movie, I probably would have muted it the rest of the way. But I was like, I've got 15 minutes left. I might as well see what the hell happens with this. And it was really good. I enjoyed it. I just would love to watch it again, properly synced up. For October 5th, I watched The Final Girls. If you have listened to my... Life in Horror, where I go over my favorite horror movies of each year of my life. The Final Girls is mentioned. It is one of my, like, top 10 horror movies. Absolutely love it. Rated it 5 stars. Have seen it a million times. Couldn't resist. And then on the 6th, VHS 1994 premiered on Shudder. And I was gonna do an episode about this, but I ended up disliking it so much that I'm like, I don't want to do another episode where I spend the last, like, 45 minutes screaming into my mic about how much I don't like parts of this. VHS
VHS, if you haven't watched it, is an anthology where there's different stories and it has a wraparound at the end that kind of like starts at the beginning, story, wraparound to finish it all out. So the first two stories, really enjoyed them. Thought they were both super short. The third one, enjoyed it at the end, but it feels like it's three times as long as the other two. And it felt like a video game. And it felt like a video game that I don't like watching someone play like a Call of Duty or something, like a first person shooter, which that's not me. I don't play those games. I'm not a big video game person anyways, but especially those. It felt like that. So it was, of course, like, this is not my demographic. And then at the end, it started getting better. But then the fourth one is a lot of, like, the demographic of what they're trying to portray is kind of like the Proud Boys almost. And they're cult-like. And then there's a creature, which I did not realize was happening. And then once I realized that was happening, it got good. Like, again, both of them got good at the end. But the last two are so long, and it takes so long to get to that point that I got so annoyed and bored that I just wasn't into it. And then the wraparound is just stupid. Didn't like the wraparound. And it sucks, because I really liked the first two. And the third one seems to be very, like, popular if you're into that style. So it could just be a me thing. Then on the 7th, I watched one of my top 5 horror movies, The Invitation. This, of course, I rated VHS 94 2.5 stars. The Invitation, 5 stars, love the movie. One of my favorites. I'm going to be doing an episode on The Invitation at some point. It is on the to-do list. Love it, love it, love it. Next, I watched, on the 8th, American Psycho, which I had not seen before. Rated it 3 stars. It's okay. I wish the whole thing with, like, when he's talking to people and he's like, you're a stupid bitch, I want to, like, cut you up and, like, play with your blood, or I forget what he says to the waitress. He calls her an ugly bitch. Like, I wish there had been a moment where it, like, breaks so you can see more, like, it's more noticeable that that's all in his head. And I wish it was more of a lot of it is all in his head. Like, maybe these things didn't happen. It's more hinted to, and it's hinted to so subtly that, like, I don't know. It was all right. Gave it 3 stars. It wasn't bad. Probably won't watch it again, but, like, it was all right. The best part of the movie is when he kills Paul. When he kills Paul, that's the best part of the movie. And I will say, I had that part spoiled for me years ago because my wonderful sister, I told her I had never seen American Psycho. And she was like, how the hell have you not seen American Psycho? And I was like, first of all, don't gatekeep horror because that's rude. And second of all, I just haven't, you jackass. And so she was like, well, I'm going to show you this part of the movie. And I was like, why don't we just watch the whole movie? And she was like, no, you have to see this part. And so she showed me Paul's death scene. And it is the best part of the movie. And I just, thinking back, like I was watching this, and I was just like, she showed me the best part. Okay, she showed me the best part. Like, the longer I got to the movie, I was just like, okay, yeah, best part. Great. I've already seen the best part of this freaking movie. Not to say that the rest is bad. It's just, that scene was so crazy. I will say, seeing him throw the chainsaw down the stairs and get her, like, that shit was hilarious. Also, spoilers. But you should know this from me by now. Like, I'm not good at not spoiling these in these reviews, mini reviews, podcast episodes. Not good at it. Let's see. On the 9th, I watched The Strangers, but it's not on the list. That was an extra. Watched The Strangers. Love The Strangers. Think it's great. 4 stars for me. I want to do a deep dive on this one too, because it is so, like, the line at the end when it was like, why are you doing this to us? Because you were home. Like, that is such a fear of mine because I live alone. It's just to be like, I'm home, which thankfully I don't live out in the boondocks or whatever, but, like, the thought of being home alone and just having someone terrorize me because I'm home. And, like, I used to live out in, like, BFE. Like, my dad's house was not, like, compared to the little town that it's in. There are parts of it that are really far out, but, like, we had a creepy bar in the back and, like, land. It was scary at night. Also on the 9th, which this is the one that is actually for the list, I watched the original Suspiria. I have seen the remake. And I got so bored and distracted. Like, my problem is that my attention span is, I'm super focused on a movie, but if I get bored and, like, venture into my own thoughts, I'm pretty likely I'm going to pick up my phone and start doing something else. During the remake of Suspiria, I just randomly started cleaning while watching it because I got so bored. And this one, at least, like, it is so pretty. Like, the colors, like, cinematography, fantastic. I loved the look of it, but I didn't like the movie. The ending is great. Like, loved the ending. Like, the headmistress of the school, like, the lead witch lady, like, her voice was so decrepit and creepy. Like, it freaked me out watching this movie. But I don't know. I just... And it's not like I'm not into witch movies, because I do enjoy those. But I've not liked either one of these, really. I rated this 2.5 stars. Meh. And then, of course, on the 10th, I watched Scream. Favorite horror movie. 5 stars. Love it. Love it. Love it. Super, super pumped that I got to see it in theaters. Because I have seen it, but I saw it in Chicago during an outdoor screening a few years back with, like, a Q&A from the cast beforehand. That was some of the coolest shit. Because, like, I literally got to sit and drink alcohol and, like, just listen to the cast talk to me before this movie. Not me individually, but you know what I mean. I was a little under the influence at the time. I was loving my life. And this was fun. I got to see it in theaters after, like, if you've seen the picture on my Instagram, I wore a Stab shirt. I did my nails like Ghostface and had my little ghosty earrings. Like, I was feeling the fantasy of being all up into this horror movie. And stayed after the credits to see, like, is the trailer, are they gonna be like, watch the trailer, like, thank you so much. No, there was nothing. And so, like, everybody that stayed behind, because we were up front, I turned around and looked, all of us are wearing Scream shirts. Like, there were like 7 or 8 of us, and all of us are wearing Scream shirts and, like, talking about, like, have you heard? Like, do you know what's going on? Why did we not get the trailer? And so all of us are like, well, on Twitter they're saying Tuesday, and some people are saying they got it, and some people are, we don't know. And, like, we talked about it for a sec, and it was just, it was awesome. I want to go over the other movies that I'm going to be watching. So for the 11th, High Tension, which I know the ending already because I've seen enough, like, videos and podcasts and things like that and read about the movie to know that, like, I'm probably going to be very angry at the end of this, but I do want to watch it. And then Tuesday the 12th is actually the anniversary of my mom passing. So I wanted to watch something that her and I watched together. And Blair Witch came out in 99, and we lived at a house that was just a little out. It wasn't like my dad's house, but it was a little out. And there was a Minute Mart, like, up the road on the corner that had, like, VHSs that you could rent to tell you how, like, back in the day this was. It's, like, a gas station that also had, like, movies you could rent, you could order pizza, stuff like that. And so we went and rented The Blair Witch Project because her and my stepdad had split, and he was very anti-horror movies. She knew I loved them, and then this was the big movie that had come out. And she was like, well, let's rent it, just me and you. We're gonna watch this movie because we haven't been able to watch horror movies, so we're gonna watch it. And we were back in her bedroom, like the main bedroom of the house, and it faced, like, the TV faced the window, and the window was, you know, facing this huge field in our backyard, like, field, trees, like, vast. Nothingness. And so we're watching this movie, getting a little creeped out just because it's Blair Witch. And I'll never forget getting to the end of the movie and Mike is in the corner, and like she trips and falls, and that's the end of the movie. And Mama looked at me and goes, "What the hell, was that it?" I remember being like, "I don't know," because the movie just stops. We just kind of like sat there for a minute, and we were like, "What?" Like, I thought this was like crazy ending. Like, this was nothing. So that has been stuck in my head. Like that, like the ending does nothing for me. The ending does not scare me. The ending is not shocking. The ending is just blah. So of course, I'm probably gonna also watch Blair Witch too. Not the sequel, like Blair Witch, the 2016, something like that. Probably gonna watch that too, just because that movie scared the shit out of me. Saw it in theaters, got super into it. Like, I'm claustrophobic anyways, and that movie just, I like remember leaving the theater after watching it and feeling so like panicked, and like I felt like I couldn't breathe, and I was just very on edge because of like the feeling, like how engrossed I got in that movie. I want to do something special, kind of honor my mom, and watch this movie. And then on 13th, I'm gonna watch Halloween 2018, because on Thursday I'm going to go see Halloween Kills, and I'm so fucking ready. Cannot wait, so excited. Gonna watch it on Peacock, and I'm gonna watch it again probably a million times and have that out for you next Monday. So look forward to that. And then I'm gonna watch I Know What You Did Last Summer on Friday. I've already lost track, the 15th? I've already lost track of my days, like a big dum-dum. Yes, because also on the 12th, I'm gonna check out Chucky, because that comes out on the 12th, the TV show with USA Sci-Fi. Please check that out, I'm so pumped. But then also on the 15th, I Know What You Did Last Summer is coming out, the series that's on Amazon. And then You Season 3 starts on Netflix. I'm gonna have like a super busy weekend watching all these shows. Like, I am freaking ready. And then on the 16th, I'm gonna watch Wolf Creek. I've not seen Wolf Creek. I've heard that it is wicked, and so I'm very excited. I actually bought it so I could watch it, like the DVD, years ago, and I just have not actually watched it, so super pumped. And then on the 17th, I'm gonna watch the Poughkeepsie Tapes. I am not sure how I feel about it. On the 18th, I'm gonna watch PG Psycho Gorman, which is on Shudder. I've heard it's really good. I don't know if it's in my wheelhouse of horror, so we'll see how that goes. I have no idea. And then on the 18th, that's not right, the 19th. Lord, they've already messed up my numbers. On the 19th, I'm going to watch From Dusk Until Dawn. Now, back in the day, you could watch movies on pay-per-view, which you can still do now if you have cable. But with VHSs, you could put in a VHS and record it. And we did that because we were heathens. And so I had, like, my dad and my brother and all of us back home, we had this VHS that had Billy Madison, Clueless, and From Dusk Until Dawn on it. And my nephew, Preston, would come over every other weekend, and every other weekend we watched the shit out of this VHS. I have not watched From Dusk Until Dawn as an adult. I have not watched it probably in 20 fucking years. Like, I don't know, like, what all I'm gonna remember from this movie. I just know that I watched it so many times as a child, which we should have never watched it as a child, but whatever. I watched it so many times as a child that I was just like, I'm never gonna watch this movie again. But I'm very pumped to watch it for this, and God only knows my thoughts. And then on the 20th, I'm gonna watch The Ritual. I don't know a whole lot about it. I know the Horror Virgin did an episode on it, and they liked it from what I remember when I briefly, like, I started the episode and was like, oh, I haven't seen this. No, like, I wasn't paying attention and just hit continue. So I'm gonna try to watch this, see how this goes. I think it's found footage, like, in the vein of Blair Witch, but I don't know what they're looking for out in the woods, so who knows. On the 21st, I'm just going to say next. I'm not going to say numbers anymore because I don't know if it's actually the 21st or not. But anyways, the next one I'm going to watch is the original Omen from 1976. I have never seen this. I've seen clips of the remake, I think. Have I seen the remake? I don't remember. But I'm going to watch this. Next is Salem's Lot from 1979. I read the book Salem's Lot, and it is scary, so I'm very excited to watch this. Next is going to be Cube from 1997, because I've heard Cube is a lot like Saw. Like, it was the precursor for, like, that kind of torture porn-esque traps sort of thing. So I'm very curious. Next is going to be 1985's Reanimator. I have never seen this. I don't know if I'm going to like this or not. Because I feel like it's quasi a zombie movie. So I don't know how I'm going to feel about Reanimator. Because I don't like zombie movies. So we'll see. Then I'm going to watch Lake Mungo from 2008. Next, I'm going to watch Creepshow from 1982. I'm very excited because then I can actually start watching the show, which I don't know if I can watch the show without seeing the movie, so I haven't watched the show of Creepshow. Also, I haven't seen Hellraiser, so next is Hellraiser from 1987. There's new Hellraiser news that's come out where a trans woman will now be portraying Hellraiser, so I'm very pumped for that. Next, I want to watch St. Maud from 2021. That was one that was pushed from 2020 to 2021. It popped up on Paramount Plus, I believe, but like I know nothing. Like I haven't heard anything really about it, so I'm going to check it out for myself and see. Then, the new Paranormal Activity movie's coming out on the 29th, so I'm going to watch that. And then on the 30th, freaking Antlers is finally coming out, so I am super pumped. Going to go see that in theaters. Cannot freaking wait. And then, of course, I'm going to end this with Halloween. The original Halloween, because why the hell not? Like, what else are you going to watch on Halloween besides Halloween? Last year, I watched Halloween 2018. I'll probably watch both because Halloween could be, like, just a crazy, it's a Sunday. So, I mean, I might get up early, watch Halloween 2018, and then watch Halloween Kills because it'll be on Peacock. That'll be a fantastic Halloween. But that's what I've got so far for my 31 days of Halloween. If you're doing this as well, and you're doing a 31 days of Halloween, let me know what you're watching. I want to know. I want to know what everybody's lists look like, because I feel like so many people are into different things. Like, my point this year was I want to watch things I haven't seen, but I'm also going to watch some of my favorites in here too. Like, I'm not missing out on watching Texas Chainsaw or Friday the 13th. Like, I have AMC coming up, and so, like, if a movie that I want to watch on AMC is on there, great. I have so many that I've recorded on my DVR that I'm going to watch on there too. There's a ton. HBO Max's horror, like, setup is so good. I'm very pumped to, like, just dig through that this month. Shudder is going to always be the best option if you're a horror fan. Please check out Shudder. Like $6 a month, and it's all horror movies. Totally recommend. That's where I get a lot of my horror documentaries, and I'm going to watch a ton of those probably just because I can't help myself, and I love them. Eli Roth's History of Horror is back for their season 2, so I've been watching that. Totally recommend. But yeah, if you are watching 31 movies in October for this, please let me know what you're watching. I am all over social media. I'm on Twitter at @terror_t, over on Instagram at @terror.t. We're also on Facebook in the Terror T group. You'll catch horror news, polls. Come join us. If you dig what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you really like it, leave me a 5-star review. Again, I'm your host, Tara, and this has been Terror T.